This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley.
The body of Queen Elizabeth will be flown to London today. Mourners have been paying their respects at St. Giles Cathedral in Edinburgh as her coffin lies at rest in Scotland. The AP's Charles de Ledesma.
A man wearing a suit adorned with medals stood silently, bowed his head and moved on. A woman dabbed away tears with a handkerchief. Another woman, with two young children in their school uniforms, walked slowly past the coffin. Some people even rejoined the end of the line to get a second view. Scotland, where the Queen died at her beloved Balmoral estate in the Highlands after a 70-year-old reign, has been almost universal in its praise for her.
More shelling in an area near Ukraine's nuclear power plant overnight. The AP's Ben Thomas.
This situation is untenable.
International Atomic Energy Agency Chief Rafael Grossi.
And we see that one day we repair one line only to see it go down the next day and to wonder what is going to happen.
He says the warring sides must agree to a nuclear safety zone.
I wonder what arguments could be raised.
The last operational reactor in the plant has been shut down in hopes of preventing disaster. I'm Ben Thomas.
Striking Seattle teachers and the school system have a tentative agreement, says the public school system. Teachers went on strike last week over pay and classroom support. The school district says it will announce today when classes will resume. A sign that the high inflation of the past 18 months may be gradually easing could come this morning when the government's expected to report that the rise in prices slowed in August compared with a year ago. That would be the second straight month. The announcement expected around 8:30 Eastern. Succession and Ted Lasso topped the Emmy Awards last night. This is AP News. Now, to the moon.
NASA celebrated the 60th anniversary of John F. Kennedy's historic moonshot speech. Kennedy spoke at Rice University in Houston in 1962 about sending astronauts to the moon before the end of the decade.
But why some say the moon?
He said, why climb the highest mountain?
We choose to go to the moon in this decade and do the other things. Not because they are easy, but because they are hard.
60 years later, at Rice University, Administrator Bill Nelson talked about NASA's Artemis moon rocket.
It's not going to be easy. It's going to be hard. Some things never change.
NASA is gearing up for a test flight of Artemis after two scrubbed launches. But this is more than just a moonshot.
To take us further than ever before, to Mars.
NASA hopes to launch Artemis at the end of the month. I'm Ed Donahue.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.